A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, August the 7th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on Live Talk, we are remembering Citizens Coalition for Change member Tinashe Chitsunge, who was killed last week by suspected ZANU-PF supporters. Police in Harare say they arrested 12 suspects in connection with the murder of Chitsunge. This occurred despite calls by different political parties, non-profit organizations, and international organizations for peaceful elections on August the 23rd. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening in Japan, which is this week marking the anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, which killed hundreds of thousands of civilians and brought an end to World War II. Japan's post-war constitution curtailed its armed forces and renounced war as a right of the nation. But as Henry Ridgewell reports from Hiroshima, growing threats from neighboring China and North Korea have prompted a radical change of course.
In Japan, they are known as Hibakusha, survivors of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. Among them is 83-year-old Suiichi Kido.
I heard the sound of an airplane. At the moment when I looked up in that direction, I was bathed in a flash of light and with a boom. I was thrown about 20 meters away and passed out. My mother had burns to her face and chest. Half of my face was burned.
An estimated 215,000 people died in the immediate aftermath of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombings. Tens of thousands more died in the following months and years from radiation sickness. Along with several other Hibakusha from his home district and thousands of delegates from across the world, Kido traveled to Hiroshima August 6th to mark the anniversary to spread the message of peace.
Every citizen in the world is now in danger of becoming a Hibakusha. With Putin's invasion of Ukraine, that danger is more present than ever.
Japan's defeat in 1945 saw its armed forces curtailed. Its post-war constitution still renounces war as a right of the nation. But Japan is changing.
The voices calling for disarmament are competing against increasing tensions and militarization in the Indo-Pacific region.
North Korea has launched dozens of missiles into the Japan Sea in recent months, and China's military actions around Taiwan and the South China Sea are seen as a direct threat to Japan.
There's a huge gap between Japan and China in terms of defense capabilities. So now the Japanese political leadership recognize that we have to fill this gap. And the Japanese general public, you know, they are also supporting the Japanese political leadership, because the Japanese people witnessed what happened to Ukraine.
Japan aims to double defense spending by 2027 and acquire strike capabilities against foreign bases. For decades, a red line. Public attitudes to nuclear weapons are also evolving.
The Japanese general public recognizes that we have to rely on the U.S. nuclear umbrella.
For many Hibakusha like Kido, these are disturbing times.
I'm worried. The most important thing to understand is this. Disagreement between the countries of the world is not something that can be resolved by force.
Japan is entering a new era, discarding its post-war aversion to a powerful military. The number of atomic bomb survivors is dwindling. Their lasting hope is that the lessons of Hiroshima and Nagasaki will not be forgotten. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Hiroshima, Japan.
And now, back to our main topic of the day. The leader of CCC, Nelson Chamisa, today attended the funeral service of the late Chitsunge at his Glenview 7 home in Harare. Suspected ZANU-PF members allegedly murdered Chitsunge. The police has made several arrests following the murder last week. Chamisa called for peaceful elections despite what happened to his late member.
We need peace in this country. We need healing in this country. Those are cheating anyway. Saru does the report. I think that's what I'm going to find. Saru Zayo, Mawonera, and Tungami Arinan. Kuna Agatakura Wenge. Kowe Agatakura Rima. The Okumira of the Tarifa Rima. Tarifai Anashe, Watinashi. Anova Ashuya Pamuri next year. Aruna Kupanika Runara. Aruna Kupukutanika Misozi Pamatama. Akuna Kuchema, Chinanche Muriake Kuchema, Masenja Nia Rani Misozi Pamatama, Makuri Zan Misozi Pamatama, Masoja Anam Misozi Pamatama, Mazimaya Anam Misozi Pamatama, Machinja Anam Misozi Pamatama, Maneza Anam Misozi Pamatama, Yusu Anam Misozi Pamatama, Mazimaya Anam Misozi Pamatama,
Abo vanga vari mutungamiri webato reCCC vaNelson Chamisa vachitaura vari muHarare. Speaking at the funeral of his late brother to Chitsunge, Edmond Chitsunge told Studio 7's Godwin Mangujira that the lot had robbed his family of a member who had a lot of empathy and thought of others before himself.
Ya, zvino zvinorwadza. Zvinonetsa kutambira but zvinodzimara zvongoshitambira kuti ndozvaitika. But patiri as a family it's a big loss mumhuri yekwedu because munhu kuti tanchasa kuti ramangwana rake munhu semunhu akaine family womunhu akaitarisa kuita chimwe chinhu pamhuri yake kushanda wosimudzira mhuri yake kudii vana vake vaendeswa kuchikoro ovapo fundo semunhu wouye angakadzidzawo munhu akapenda kuchikoro akaendowa elevo yake akapipa sawo saka uzodamburirwa wake upenyu hwake nekuda kwevamwe vanhu vanenge vasinganzwisi kukosha kwemunhu but kwatiri isusu sefemili tisanga katikoshera zvakanyanyisa because taiziva mashandiro ake even tikati mukatadzirana anga munhu wekuti kana akangomukatadzirana in the next 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and for the pay. I know Bamin Pay, but I can't get a pay. I have to go to Darika, the Shinkatin, the Umbin, who pay you. Mono, I for my ideas. He has no man. I took out no. You mean in a Kanawina wood. It's so. Saka Inuka did it in the hunger advisor in my life. Saka, it's a big loss.
Punish I'm not out of the street from Soropenia, you pond of what?
Aha. Zelo zvinonetsa kuti unoda kuti zvitongo kusvika apa nekuti iwe une zvinge usiku saka isitongodzi nyaya yese tunoisa kumusiki ndiye anoziva kudzosera ndiye anozoremakana svika kudii but iye pache zvake tinoziva kuti haaramba akanyarara achamuka saka toziva kutoti kune vakaita izvozvo chero vakatumwa chero vakadii vakaita vega but nyaya inoenda kwavari because kana yoga tumwa kuti enda unorova munhu ukarova munhu akakwara kana akafa akutuma ari pasetisfied but iwe ndowauraya saka ngozvinoenda kumusha kwenyu saka isusoo hatina dambudziko nevanenge vachiriva vakatuma kuti vakadii but dambudziko nderevakaita basa rakaipa iwe.
That there was Ed Moitisfunge speaking to Studio 7's Godwin Mangunjika in Harare. We also spoke to March Makanya, a neighbor of the late Chisfunge, who said his death had robbed his community of a man of the people.
Name of you, Zima next door. Saka, I don't need to say good. Of which on a daily basis. Kuti ndiyaka tanga kuti zitarangu ranga rakabuda muregister voters form. Saka ndiyaka tokwanisa kundibatsira kuti ndinoita re-register. Saka from there akakwanisa kuti tikwanise kushanda pamwe chete na current honorable MP varipo. Saka taishanda tese on a daily basis. But on this particular day, the handsing as a Kanaka Makumbai was. So I came and reported to Tita, to end up at Tanaka and Opanishi and Erat. I got on this thing beside I know, even me, Bozoro, I was Yamadi, Manaya, Lopaga Sunga Kayan. In Indagas, one of the motors that Katanga Kumbak sent, I end up saying, she joke. I stood in Panama and Choka Kumbak. That was in the morning. Then Zayenda. I'm told that it's a catombo of a kind of police. Police get no two to Meraji, my police. Then the Babas was Zoka. At Pawaga Zoka, Zoka, and the motor didn't get three of it as a snack one, the Sepa, Tikachanga Kumu. So, but I end up. Masato Atombono Sikapano Sangana Amalinda in the 15th way. The Pagatanga Kumu, Ipa, Zampi, Fiaku, Yamajavana Matombo, my packets, and so forth. So for me to know kuti mukomana aura kana ambuya vakauya vachida izvo hapana munhu aurawa in the first place iwo vanga vasina kutoziva kuti ndiani ndobva vadzokera pavakazodzoka kechitunhu pavakadzoka vachichema chitiiti pandikazoendawo panzvimbo paakaurayiwa ipapa.
That was March Makanya, a neighbor of the late Tinashe Chisfunge, speaking in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss the issue of political violence and the mourning of the slain CCC member, Tinashe Chisfunge, we are joined by Tawanda Jokora of CCC and Regis Charumbira of ZANU-PF, and we also have Aaron Makahamadza of MDCT. I'll start off with you, Mr. Jokora. We see that one of your members is being mourned in Harare. How does that feel for you as a party?
Again, tanga nekuti nematambudziko kumuri kwaTinashe Chisfunge nevose vanobva kubuhera sezvo Tinashe aibva kubuhera. You know, we as a party, we obviously condemn this cowardly act by ZANU-PF. These are acts that have put ZANU-PF and their candidate Emmerson Mnangagwa in very bad light. These are acts that attract even sanctions because If you are killing people the way ZANU-PF is killing people, your neighbors will not be happy. They will say, this is not right. You can't be killing people willy-nilly like that. You cannot be arresting people arbitrarily like that, like they've done to Honorable Job Scala and Jacob Ngarubume. Vanozouya votaura kuti zvamuri kuita zvekuponda hazvisiri izvo. Hatifanhi kunge tichiponda kana taakuenda kusarudzo. Vakaponda More Blessing Ali, zvatinoziva. Vakaponda Mr. Tuesday kuBuruwayo. Vakaponda zvakare kuKwekwe mumwe wedu Bongani Ncube. Vanhu vose ivava vakaponderwa kodzero dzavo dzavairatidza kuti isu tiri vanhu vanosapota CPC, tiri vanhu vanosapota bato raBaba Chamisa. Ndozvavakaponderwa, ndozvakaurayirwa Tinashe Chitsunge. Haana mhosva yaakapara. Taita kungoisa maposta kungoti aratidze kuti ndobato rake iri. Izvozvo hazvifanhi kunge zvichiurayirwa munhu. Saka isu tinoti umhondo uyu hunofanirwa kupera. Hunongopedzwa chete nekuenda musi wa 23 August. Tonovhotera vachamisa vasina ropa mumaoko. Tonovhotera CPC isina ropa mumaoko. Tobvisa avo vanofarira kuyeredza ropa, vanofarira kuponda vanhu, vanofarira kutonga nyika nefuti nechisimba. Saka vana veZimbabwe, tisu tinokwanisa kuzvisunungura toga. Handei musi wa 23 August tibvise hurumende yeumhondi iyi.
Thank you so much there, Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. And I'll switch over to you, vacharumbira, Regis Charumbira, ZANU-PF. Manzwa changa zviri kutaurwa na vaJokora vari kuti imi bato renyu rine ropa mumaoko tichinanga kuma elections uko zvakamira sei. Hello, vacharumbira. I think we're having a bit of an issue with Mr. Regis Charumbira's phone, so I'll switch over. Vacharumbira, muri kutinzwa here? Vari panhare but yes, taurai tinzwe vacharumbira muri kutinzwa here?
Hello.
Muri kutinzwa here?
Amene kamutinzwa but phone yenyu haisi kunzwika iri kungoshoshoma.
Okay, aiwa regai tigoedza kukufonerai asi zvamuchiri panhare ndandiri kungobvunza kuti muri kuona sei zviri kutaurwa nevebato reCCC vari kuti imi bato renyu reZANU-PF rine maoko rine ropa mumaoko munoona sei izvi. I think we're having a bit of an issue there, so we will switch over to MDCT, member who's here with us, Aaron Makahamadze. Welcome to the program, Mr. Makahamadze.
Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for the platform.
Yes, sir. Taura yenyu.
Ine ulombo zvikuru, neirama yatakarasikirwa nayo kuda kwepolitical violence. Political violence has got no place in our politics as a country. Mashoko aita kana tora neudzamu hwawo ma political parties ese ndai ingo zvino tane tava pane chimwe chidanho chekunzwisisa kuti politics mutambo unouya uchienda hukama hwedu hunogara huripo. Takati hatichadi izvo politics dzekutukana, hatichadi politics dzeruwengo, atichadi politics politics the tool of our anger, political intolerance, and all those things that are ugly about politics. Nemhaka yei taane makore anodarika makumi mana tiine kuzvitonga kuzere. Saka kana
Yeah, I think your phone is kind of breaking up, but thank you there for your contribution. We're still trying to get in touch with our ZANU PF guest as his phone was having issues too. I'll come back to you, Mr. Tawanda Jokora. So what is the way forward? Looking at, we just have little over 2 weeks until the 23rd of this month when people go to the ballot.
Justice for Tinashe Chitunge. We demand justice for Mo Blessing Ali. We continue to demand justice for Mr. Tuesday. We demand justice for Mr. Bongani Nguve. We demand justice for all the people that have been murdered, that have been killed by ZANU-PF, and the people that murdered them, the people that killed them, being allowed to move scot-free. So we will continue to fight on behalf of our slain members, of our slain citizens, and the best way forward and the best way to honor these people, to honor these gallant fighters that have been murdered and killed by ZANU-PF, is for us to do the right thing. On the 23rd of August, we go and vote a government of the people, by the people, a government that respects people's human rights, a government that respects the citizens of that nation, a government that doesn't kill, a government that gives a choice, freedom of choice, to all its citizens, to all its people. So this can be made possible by going to vote on the 23rd of August, and we vote for President Nelson Chamisa.
Mr. Jokora, if I may just come in there, we see the police are saying that they've arrested 12 people in connection with the death of the late Tinashe Chitunge. Is this not a step in the right direction?
It's catch and release.
Panungopera sarudzo chete vanhu ivava voregerwa voenda zvavo ndosaka iko zvino hatitatsanzwa kuti munhu akaponda Mo Blessing Ali akazoenda nekupi munhu akaponda Mr. Tuesday akazoenda nekupi saka hatinyengedze nemasweets sevana vadiki.
Thank you there, Mr. Jokora. Let me give a chance. I understand we have Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. We couldn't get through to our Zimbabwean guest. Some of the lines are very difficult. Mr. Mavaza, welcome to the program.
Welcome, Mav. Welcome, Zimbabwe.
We hear the Citizens Coalition for Change representative here, Mr. Jokora, is saying that your party, ZANU-PF, has blood on its hands following the death of their member, the late Tinashe Chitunge. What do you say?
No, I think Mr. Jokora is somehow a bit confused with the whole issue. The position here is some random people who belong to ZANU-PF or suspected to be ZANU-PF are being accused of having killed the deceased. We are not in any case saying that was good. It is wrong. We don't want violence. And the police have done the right thing. They've gone into the town and arrested. By today, they've arrested 12 suspects. And with those 12, they are hoping to find out who exactly, because during a riot, you cannot find who threw the stone. So, but the police have arrested those who are around the area and those who are holding stones, because there's evidence from some people. There was some a telephone videos taken by people around. So the police are scrutinizing those videos, and they will definitely bring them to book. And I wanted Mr. Jokora to realize that Zimbabwe has got a legal system which we follow. If you arrest a person, even if it's for murder or treason, whatever, if the person is good candidate for bail, you will be given bail. So giving the person bail does not mean it's catch and release. They will be tried. And if they are guilty, they will serve a sentence. If they are innocent, they will be innocent. But yes, we condemn violence at any time. There is no way we can say violence is good. And we have no defense to offer in this case. We can simply tell you and tell Zimbabwe that that is not how ZANU-PF does. We win our elections without violence. And if you find anybody being violent in the name of ZANU-PF, no, tell them to grow up. Because as ZANU-PF, We want justice. The new dispensation has brought peace, has brought democratic space in Zimbabwe. And these elections should be as peaceful as before. And therefore, there is no way we could support any person, no matter who he is. It doesn't matter his position in the party. If you become violent, you will be arrested.
And thank you. Thank you there. We were hearing there from Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. I'll come to you, Mr. Makahamadze of the MDCT. As we move forward, how is your party campaigning? We saw that, you know, some of your members were not allowed to have their names on the ballot. So what's your campaign strategy like for now?
Yeah, well, I would probably invite you for a paper that we have for tomorrow. But as you rightly pointed out, we have got 87 of our candidates who were unfairly disqualified by that. And we are seriously aggrieved by that position. We told them to go to the play and you understand the judgment of authority and legality. Like what happened with our delimitation test, it was also thrown out on a technicality. And we feel the government and the judicial system are basically muddling us out of the contestation of the 2023 elections. So, in that regard, we are continuing with our philosophy of campaigning, where we've been focusing person to person, the door to door campaigns that we have seen across the country. And we are very proud to see that even most of the all the political parties have are now actually copied our strategy. We've noticed in our various areas that we live, that even Zanu-PF, they are now seeing door to door. These are the people who normally went for huge, huge crowd campaign. But we are engaging, we started it, and we are telling our people that we do not want violence, we do not want to incite violence, we do not want the language that speaks violence into our processes and procedures. So I would rather urge all the political leaders who, as much as we condemn violence in a speech, let's also condemn it in our conduct, let's also condemn it in the way we speak to each other, in the way we address each other. We believe as the MDC in the politics of love, politics of respect, and the politics
thank
of
you. Health. Thank so, you there, Mr. Makahamadze of the MDCT. Mr. Jokora, your last word as, you know, we get into the last 2 weeks running up to August the 23rd. What's your last word to some of those that are listening and want to know whether you can convince them to vote for your party, the CCC?
Yes, asi regaini ngongedzera chimwe chinhu chaitwa naMavaza. Havana kana kutombobata maoko kumhuri yekwaChitsunge kuratidza kushaya hanya, kusakoshesa kwavanoita upenyu. Zvimwe chete izvo zvinotaurwa nana Vice President Chiwenga, vaiti crush them like life. Taona tinase Chitsunge achikraswa like life. Asi aiwa, izvozvo ngatishandisei rufu rwatinase Chitsunge, rufu rwaMore Blessing Ari, rufu rwa Mr. Tuesday kuBulawayo, rufu rwa Pongani Nqube kuKwekwe, kuzvisimbisa kuenda kunovhota tichitungamidza ushingi mberi, tisingatyisidzirwe nevanhu veZANU-PF. Musanyeperwe kuti hanzi munenge muchionekwa nemavhidhiyo nechi hapana chavanoona.
Thank you there. Thank you there, Mr. Jokora. Last, you, Mr. Mabaza, what's your last word? CCC is accusing your party of not at least extending your hand of condolences to their party. What say you?
There are times we need to use wisdom. We have actually extended our hand of condolences. The ZANU-PF chairperson of Glenview had actually tried to go there, but he realized that by going there,
thank you
for attention.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavaz. I'm sorry that, we're not like in football. We have no extra time, and that brings us to the end of our show. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe, from Washington.